It's More of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. 2 days of nonstop conversation and workshops around the burgeoning topic of local food production and consumption kick off today at the 8th Annual Wisconsin Local Food Summit. This year, it's happening in Milwaukee at the downtown MATC campus. Food security and infrastructure development are among the topics attendees will discuss. A new homegrown initiative will also be featured. The Institute for Urban Agriculture and Nutrition is a collaboration of universities, civic, and community groups along with the city of Milwaukee. It grew out of a conversation between Will Allen, the internationally lauded founder of Growing Power, and UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mike Lovell. The inspiration was to pull together expertise among scientists, educators, and community groups to jointly come up with solutions for the problems of broken urban food systems and the public health issues they create. The Institute is in its early development stage, but it's gathering steam. Its acting managing director picks up the story from here, but first we introduce several people involved in the project.
I'm Gretchen Mead. I'm the executive director of the Victory Garden Initiative, but I'm also here in this interview today because I'm on the steering committee of the Milwaukee Food Council, and I represent the Food Council for the Institute.
My name is Michael Carrier. I'm an assistant professor at the Milwaukee School of Engineering and also on the steering committee for the Institute for Urban Agriculture and Nutrition.
My name is Jesse Blum. I'm the Milwaukee director for the Sweetwater Foundation. I'm an educator with the Victory Garden Initiative, and I serve on the Community Collaborative Council for the Institute.
I'm Bonnie Halverson. I'm the acting managing director of the Institute. So the first thing that our chancellor did was bring in other academics, UW-Madison, UW-Extension, us, UW-Milwaukee, Milwaukee Area Technical College, Medical College of Wisconsin, Marquette University, and our newest member is Milwaukee School of Engineering. So all of these institutions have a lot of science to bring together to work on the problems that our community practitioners are facing doing urban agriculture. We also wanted to have at the table the voice of the community, so not only Will Allen from Growing Power, but also the Milwaukee Food Council, which Gretchen represents. That group has formed a community collaborative council on which Jesse sits, and that group is to create the research agenda that our academics will respond to. So we're not starting with the academics and finding out what they want to research. We're going to the community first and finding out what their problems are, and then we are going to apply the science to that.
So what is, I don't know who wants to answer this, but what is the kind of research that is necessary? Is it the way soil is grown, or why don't we add fish, or what?
This is Jesse. I think the soil is a great opportunity for doing some research. I mean, in urban agriculture, we are always dealing with soil. And, of course, in an urban environment, we've got many contaminants that can be present in our soil. We don't have the resources necessary to make sure that we're growing out of healthy soil. And that's where partnerships with the research institutions can really help us out. There's so many agencies that are coming to the table now that can really ensure that we have the resources necessary as citizens to be growing healthy food.
This is Mike. I'm a historian by training, so when people talk about soil health, that's not my strength. So what I like is having this institute where I can reach out to other academics, other experts, to bring them into these projects. I have engineering students who can work on the infrastructure of things like raised beds, like aquaponic systems. We can then work with natural scientists from places like Marquette on how those systems actually work. So for me, it's having access to those resources. Also, it's more bluntly putting it, access to money. A lot of the projects that I've worked on have had incredibly small budgets. The idea of being able to partner with other organizations, partner with other academics on going after grants makes this something that could lead to larger and larger projects, which to me is appealing. I think we've all come to the table with the idea that we can bring urban agriculture in Milwaukee to another level. The conversation we're now having is how that should look, how those conversations should unfold. In terms of possible pitfalls or problems, I think issues of diversity are huge. Reaching out to the demographics of the city, which are often in previous conversations on things like urban redevelopment, which I think this is, have been excluded. The idea that, in a sense, this is a fresh start for reimagining how a city can look and function. How do you get every sort of group to the table who should participate in that? That, I think, is a huge thing in terms of the demographics of the city, racial balances, gender balances. How do you get a institution institute a collaboration that brings all of those parties to the table in an equal way.
Funding is coming the institute's way, is it not? We've already received funding.
Two grants.
Our first grant was through the Growth Agenda for Wisconsin grant, which is the UW system. And it was because we did a joint proposal with UW-Madison and UW Extension. We received that first grant that started in July of 2013. And then we put in another grant proposal for the Healthier Wisconsin Partnership Program. That proposal had all seven universities on it as partners. We were evaluated on a national review board, and we were the highest rated proposal out of all of them that came in. So there's a lot of good reasons why people are interested in helping us get to where we're going, because we do have that unified voice of a lot of different people and a lot of people who are really passionate and really know what they're doing.
So what's next? What's needed to move to the next step?
Well, right now the Milwaukee Food Council is really gelling the Community Collaborative Council and picking that voice, that sort of think tank representative voice of the community's needs for research. And the next step is for the Academic Council to be created and to develop their process. So how is the Academic Council going to work with the CCC to draw those questions out? I think this is a pretty new way to go about it, so it's a new horizon for a lot of people here, I think.
Speaking from a researcher's perspective, I think this is, as Gretchen pointed out, kind of an inversion of the way these processes usually work. Often it's a top-down model where a researcher will decide what is or what isn't important, and then they'll essentially use the community as a test subject to figure out whether or not they were right. This is reversing that, which I think comes with a whole new learning curve and an idea of, particularly coming from the researcher's perspective, learning to listen and learning to understand that I'm not the voice of expertise all the time, which I think for some people will be a problem. So the idea of creating avenues, channels through which to have those conversations and to ensure that each voice is heard, I think that is a huge thing. And it seems like so far it's been working. And so I'm encouraged by the progress made thus far.
Finally, I would think the barriers within a community, when you have people out there working their brains out and their mm-hmm. bodies, and we're going to make a difference here, getting those groups to share, like, oh gosh, if I say this, then I'm going to lose this, is a natural tendency.
This is Jesse. I think it's important to note that this whole thing is still formative. Like, we're going to have our first Community Collaborative Council meeting next week, Thursday, where we're bringing 12 representatives from the Milwaukee Food Council, which represent the Milwaukee food community, and we'll come together and we'll begin to discuss what sort of questions we want to bring to the academics as part of the project. And so we're still forming, and we're going to see how this collaboration and interaction works. But I think one thing that we do have is the excellent precedent that the Milwaukee Food Council has set, which does bring 60 plus people to the table every other month to share and discuss various projects that they're working on and create collaborations among community members. But to see it all come together, it's still very much formative, I guess.
Somebody sent me a UN report, hundreds of pages long, that is called Wake Up Before It's Too Late. And it really outlines the situation that we're in relationship to global sustainability and how the food system relates to that, how agriculture relates to that, and outlines the solution, which is essentially local, community-based, sustainable agriculture. I think probably everybody in this room is like feels validated, you know, because this is the way that our hearts have been driving our work, knowing that this is a solution. This is what we think is the solution as well.
For
a long time. And so to have this huge report from the UN come out is helpful. The big picture is the most important thing to me. This bigger picture of collaboration and making sure we get the work done is the most important thing to me. So if Victory Garden Initiative's mission finds a niche in the food world in Milwaukee because we're really good at one certain thing, that's okay with me, and that's the way that I think we're going to get it done.
This is Mike. jumping off of that, as an educator, and I think it's a party we haven't discussed yet, is bringing students into this. And so the idea of being able to introduce students to this big picture and essentially train the next cadre of leaders to take these issues seriously and then to give them the tools to be able to do things, to address things like global food insecurity, that to me is incredibly powerful. And so the idea you have the community partners, you have academics, and now you have young people all engaged on this collective process. That's incredible.
And kids. This is Bonnie. Actually, one of our projects in one of our grants is to fund at a grade school level these kids working with the Master Gardener volunteers to learn how to garden in their schoolyard. So it gets them started at that very young age. I think Jesse can speak more to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, as an educator of younger students, I'm really looking forward to working with some of these researchers on really identifying and validating the ways that we're teaching our young people through food to really appreciate the world, to learn the science, technology, engineering, math disciplines. You know, up to this point in time, each of our programs have been pretty isolated in the work that we do, and we rely upon, you know, some of these broader reports that are on the national scale. But what we have the opportunity to do is partner up with individual researchers who can really focus a lens on our particular projects and show either individually or collectively the effect that we are having on these students. And so as an educator, I'm particularly excited about that.
That interview was produced by WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. She spoke with Bonnie Halverson of the Institute for Urban Agriculture and Nutrition, Gretchen Mead of the Victory Garden Initiative, Michael Carrier of the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and Jesse Blum of the Sweetwater Foundation. The Wisconsin Local Food Summit is today and tomorrow at MATC in downtown Milwaukee. That's Friday's Lake Effect. We're produced by Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Bonnie North, with production assistance from Eleanor Peterson, Nathan Royster, and Craig Wirrell, and the web expertise of Michelle Maternowski. I'm Mitch Tyke. Have a great weekend. Above zero temperatures. Grab your swimsuit. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. Keep listening. It's 11 o'clock.